This is consideration 10, called Peace of the Just at the Hour of Death. Scripture, quote, "The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and the torment of death shall not touch them. In the sight of the unwise, they seem to die, but they are in peace." Wisdom 3, 1. This is the first of 3 points. The souls of the just are in the hands of God. If God holds the souls of the just fast in his hands, who can snatch them from him? It is true that hell ceases not to tempt and to insult even the saints at the time of their death, but God ceases not to assist them. And as Saint Ambrose observes, to increase his aids to his faithful servants, as their perils increase, there is greater aid where there is greater danger. For God is our helper in the time of need. When the servant of Eliseus saw the city surrounded by enemies, he was terrified. But the saint encouraged him, saying, quote, "Fear not, for there are more with us than with them." 4 Kings 6:16. And he then showed him an army of angels sent by God to defend the city. The devil indeed will come to tempt the dying man, but his guardian angel will also come to comfort him. The saints, his holy advocates, will come. Saint Michael, who is appointed by God to defend his faithful servants in their last combat with hell, will come. Our Holy Mother will come to chase away all enemies by placing her servant under the mantle of her protection. Above all, Jesus Christ will come to guard against temptations. His innocent or penitent sheep, for whose salvation he has given his life. He will give that confidence and strength of which the soul stands in need in such a struggle, so that full of courage she will say, quote, "The Lord became my helper." Psalm 29, verse 10. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 26, verse 1. God, says Origen, is more solicitous for our salvation than the devil is for our perdition. For God loves us more than the devil hates us. He has greater care to lead us to salvation than the devil to drive us to damnation. God is faithful, says the apostle. He does not permit us to be tempted above our strength. Quote, "Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able?" 1 Corinthians 10:13. But you will say, "Many saints have died in great fear for their salvation." I reply that we read of but few examples of those who, having led a good life, have died in this fear. And a big name, Balucinius something, whoever he was, says that the Lord permits it in some to purify them in death from some defect. The just are sometimes purified in this world by a severe struggle at the time of death. However, we read of almost all the servants of God that they died with a smile on their lips. The judgments of God excite fear in all, but where sinners pass from fear to despair, the saints pass from fear to confidence. St. Antoninus relates that St. Bernard, being ill, was afraid and tempted to want of confidence. But reflecting upon the merits of Jesus Christ, he banished all fear, saying, "Thy wounds are my merits." St. Hilarion feared, but he afterwards joyously said, "Go forth, my soul, of what art thou afraid? For near 70 years thou hast served Christ, and dost thou now fear death?" And if he had said, quote, "My soul, what dost thou fear, having served a God who is faithful and who never forsakes those who have been faithful to him in life?" Father Joseph Skamanska of the Society of Jesus, being asked whether he died with confidence, replied, "What? I have served Mahomet, that I should now doubt of the goodness of my God, that he will not save me?" If we should happen in death to be tormented by the thought of having at some period offended God, we know that the Lord has declared he will forget the sins of the penitent. Quote, "If the wicked do penance for all the sins he hath committed, I will not remember all his iniquities." Ezekiel 18:21. That's a comforting thought. But it may be said, how can we be sure that God has pardoned us? St. Basil asks the same question and replies, "Provided we can say, I hate and abominate my iniquities, he who hates sin may be sure that God has pardoned him. The heart of man cannot exist without love. It either loves creatures or it loves God. If it does not love creatures, then it loves God. And who loves God? He who observes his commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." John 14:21. He then who dies in the observance of his commandments dies loving God. And he who loves God fears not. Scriptural quote, "Charity casteth out fear." Close quote. First book of St. John 4:8. And now for the affections and prayers of that which I just read. Ah, my Jesus, when will that day come in which I can say to thee, "My God, I can never lose thee more"? That day when I shall behold thee face to face and be secure of loving thee with all my strength for all eternity? Ah, my sovereign good, my only love, as long as I live, I shall always be in danger of offending thee and of losing thy lovely grace. There was an unhappy time when I loved thee not and when I despised thy love. Now repent with all my soul, and I hope that thou hast already pardoned me. And now I love thee with all my heart, and I desire to do all I can to love and please thee. But I am still in danger of refusing thee my love, and of again turning my back on thee. Ah, my Jesus, my life, my treasure, do not permit it. Rather than allow this greatest of misfortunes to befall me, let me die this moment the most cruel death it may please thee to send me. I am content and I pray for it. Eternal Father, for the love of Jesus Christ, do not abandon me to this utter ruin. Chastise me as thou wilt. I deserve it, and I accept of it. But deliver me from the punishment of being deprived of thy grace and thy love. My Jesus, recommend me to thy Father. Recommend me to thy Father. Mary, my mother, recommend me to thy Son. Obtain for me perseverance in his friendship and the grace of loving him, and then may he do with me according to his will. May the peace of Christ be with you. Today is Friday, July the 16th, 2021, and it is 1:40 a.m. God bless.